How often do you say thank you? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. My mom is a nurse manager at our local hospital, and one of the things that has always been very important to her is making sure that nurses feel appreciated. She goes way out of her way to ensure that every person on staff is reached out to. She even brings pizza at midnight or 2 a.m. for the night shift staff to show them that they are seen. Gratitude is a huge deal in the workplace, and everywhere else for that matter. And today we'll actually be talking about a story in the Bible that centers around this idea. So let's get started. Our Devo is called The Power of Saying Thank You by Emma Shesso. Have you ever considered how much difference the words thank you can make? The Samaritan healed of leprosy in Luke 17 seemed to know the power of these words. While on the way to Jerusalem, Jesus met a group of 10 men who were social outcasts because of the leprosy that had deformed their bodies. Jesus told the diseased men to show themselves to the priest, and they were healed. After this astonishing miracle, only one of the 10 took the time to come back to Jesus and say thank you. Where were the others? Had they already forgotten who healed them? In our lives today, it can be easy to take things for granted, like the 9 men did. When our prayers are answered, how often do we retrace our steps like the Samaritan and thank God? Jesus completely changed the lives of the 10 lepers, and he has changed our lives too. By dying on the cross as a sacrifice for our sins and rising from the dead, Jesus has given us the best gift of all, a personal relationship with him and salvation from sin and death. When we remember this amazing gift, it can move us to thank Jesus for his great love and for all he has given us, just as the Samaritan did. Simply saying thank you to God can be a natural way for us to praise him. In the Bible, a great example of this kind of praise is demonstrated by the psalmists. Psalm 118 begins by declaring, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever." The rest of this joyous psalm recounts how God provided for the psalmist's life. Similarly, in Psalm 116, death wrapped its robes around, and the terrors of the grave overtook the writer of the psalm. But God saved them. So the psalmist glorified God's name by giving thanks. Besides exalting God's name, saying thank you can also open our eyes to the beauty around us. The more we thank God, the more we will naturally notice the ways he is at work in our lives. When we stop and take the time to appreciate the things around us, our perspective changes to one focused on God's goodness. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. One day Jesus returns to resurrect us from the dead. We will be completely healed and whole. Then we will get to praise and thank him for all eternity as we live together with him on the new heavens and new earth. In the meantime, as we see glimpses of his goodness and healing now, we can thank and praise him each day. Where have you seen God's goodness and healing in and around you? Consider taking some time to thank God like the psalmists and the Samaritan. As you and I can read in Psalm 118, verse 1, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Psalm 116, Luke 17, 11 through 19, and Revelation 4, 6 through 11 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you enjoy today's Devo? I encourage you to share it with someone else who might need to hear it. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional called Fear on the Lake with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.